I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. This is the Jillian Michaels Show coming at you from TuneIn Studios in Venice, California. Oh my God! I'm telling you, LA is becoming unbearable.
Becoming.
Right? I know. Like, it's really, I mean, even New Yorkers feel bad for us at this point. Like, traffic is so crazy. And I get that it's like, we're so lucky. I understand. Like, I really try to shift my perspective on things. I'm like, we're so lucky. We live in a country with, you know, democracy and freedom and freaking, you know, we can express ourselves. Like, I get all of it. But yet, when it takes 2 hours to go 10 miles, that's crazy.
It's
really crazy. Bad. It's insane. Like, I don't, which is obviously our morning.
I mean, I'm not going to say that it happened, but I may have seen someone fly down the center lane as I was waiting in traffic.
Who was that?
It was a giant black truck. I don't know who it could have been.
In the truck? You did that in the truck?
Dude.
I thought you were in the Porsche. I feel like the truck is dangerous.
I feel like that's safer.
Is it?
I feel like a cop will be like, oh, well, that asshole in the porch. But if you're in a giant truck, they're like, eh.
No, they're not like, eh. But I literally was like, I haven't had a point on my license in a while. So fuck it. And I mean, I was so late because I went to drop the kids off at camp. There was no counselor. So of course, the first thing I do when this happens is...
call me.
Call Heidi.
Of course.
Because I can solve the problem.
There's nobody here. She's like, hello, just getting out of bed. I'm like, there's nobody here. She's like, what? I'm like, there's nobody here. Like,
but of course, it happens on your day. Like every other day, she was there. It was fine.
So here we are.
Maybe you should Google her.
Oh, good segue. Good segue, old girl. So by the way, guys, it's Cindy's birthday.
Woohoo!
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. And so I did provide my own disaster kit, as did Heidi, of chocolate and vodka.
Yes.
See, because that's what Cindy gave me. Well, yeah, your woman, your wife told us that. So, and you know how we would have known had we not known? We could have Googled you. Yes. Which I bring this up because that's a, like, so here's my question. I've had some issues lately with this. Do you think you should or shouldn't Google somebody?
100% Google them. Actually,
yeah, totally.
And stalk them on Instagram,
really?
Facebook.
Yep.
Why not?
Figure everything out before you have to actually meet the human.
Why do you say that?
Because it
I want to hear your case for this. And because I've had some very strange run-ins lately where I've looked like an a-hole because I haven't Googled someone. And here I was thinking like I was being really authentic and like,
not Googling people. I just, A, honestly, just don't have the time. But B, like, I just would like an opportunity because I know how much fake information is out there, especially on Wikipedia. Like, I truly thought, like, get to know somebody for who they are, but it makes you look like an insensitive ass.
God, I would think that if, like, you want to hide. I don't know. I would think you'd want to hide it that you Google them. Like if you're in an, if you're in even in a
never admit it.
Yeah, you don't admit it.
You have to admit it, and I'm going to explain. I'm going to explain why in a minute. But I want to hear why you Google them on your side, Sarah.
Okay. Well, for me, it's not Googling them. It's stalking them on Instagram and Facebook to find out everything about them before I meet them.
Is this like a potential partner or like
anybody? Yeah.
Oh, for me, it's like somebody I may date. I stalk them first.
A work relationship, like anybody. Work,
I think you kind of have to, but you don't want, you want to, because you want to walk in and know the company. And
well, okay, that's different though. That's a job interview.
No, but I do agree that it takes away the authenticity of like meeting somebody. And, but I don't know. I like to find.
Okay, so you're doing it for like safety to see if they're worth your time.
Yes, not.
But I think also, like, if you are meeting someone and you want to know, like, what they're into or whatever.
Okay.
It gives you something to talk about besides, right, like, the weather.
Okay. I agree.
See, I don't have that issue, but, like, I've been in several scenarios now where I look like an asshole because I don't know something about someone. So, like, I don't know if this person's out of the closet, so, like, I won't mention it, but, like, there was a person that you and I met at a business thing that I thought was super cool, right? So I was like, oh, what a, this person will make a great friend.
Yeah.
So I, you know, was like, we should get a drink. We should go out and go to dinner. We go to dinner. We're talking. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, I'm like, oh, you have any kids? Like, dating life? And she starts saying, like, she. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you're gay. And like the person looked at me like I was insane. And I was like, I had no idea. And it's like, then they kind of look at you like you didn't take the time to like find out. And then I was like, uh-oh, does it, did this person like, did she think like I was asking, like it was just awkward. It wasn't awkward. Maybe it wasn't because she's super cool and like it was fine, but like I thought she looked at me like, you don't know I'm gay.
Yeah,
like,
but
it
wouldn't
was
it have
weird.
Been weirder if you were like, and you know, like you just assumed she was because you had Googled.
No, there was no, there was no.
You know what I mean?
Maybe
because you couldn't say, well, let me just go through the fact check with you because, according to this,
Wikipedia says that you're.
But you might not find that out anyway, or would you? If you,
I don't know. I just still haven't Googled her.
I'm gonna Google her.
So it's like I still haven't Googled her. So I don't know. But, like, I do follow her on Instagram, and, like, it's not like,
oh,
I'm queer, I'm here, get
like
used to
would
it.
No, right?
Maybe not. I mean, as of recently, so who knows? But then, like, then there was, like, another person who was friends of a friend, and I was like, oh, this will be, you know, this will be, oh, cool, like, new friends, which has been my ongoing quest throughout my adult life, as everybody knows, and never works out. Heidi would just, like, listen to me have, like, blind dates with friends, and then I would get ghosted. Like, literally, I mean, I was like, I'm going to be best friends with, I won't name names because they're public figures, but like every single one would ghost me. Every single one.
Yeah.
Aww. Heidi has a very sympathetic expression.
So same thing. And then like, so this person, I was like, this person's like really weird, like hot, cold, like, and then it turns out that they're like bipolar, like, all this weird shit. And it was like, well, it's in the public domain. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, sorry, I didn't Google you. Like, it's weird. Or like a business relationship.
Or they're just a narcissist and they expect you to just know everything
well,
about
them.
That's
a very good point.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
I don't know. Like, this has happened to me a lot where people kind of give me a look like.
That's not on the internet about her, though, by the way.
Oh, it's not. Mm-mm. Wow. Okay.
It was probably just like, maybe she just thought you would know.
Like the vibe, maybe. You should just know because you're gay and then you should just know.
I had no idea. Like, literally none. And neither
gaydar.
Did Bishop.
Like,
I
left. We all got the antenna.
Although I would never think that Cindy was gay.
I would never think that you were.
No, I wouldn't either. I left dinner. Whatever. And I texted Bishop and I was like, did you know this person was gay? She's like, no. So then I went with a friend to some party in Fire Island, which is like all gay men. Wow. I've never like
fun.
It was a lot.
Yeah, Fire Island, yeah.
It was a lot for me.
But there's a girl part. There cherry, is. Cherry something.
No, the whole
my it financial was, advisor. It was a lot somewhere near.
It was a lot. It was a lot, which is a different conversation. But like, it was a lot. I don't love subcultures. Like, I prefer a very mixed group. And it was. I was like, I was only there for 24 hours, but I was like, this is whoa, it was a lot. Anyway, different conversation. So we go to. She takes me to some party. From a guy who, like, works for the DNC, because she's like, you need to, you know, we all got to get out there. We all got to get the word out there. But, like, I showed up and the guy knew everything about me. And I was like, okay, he clearly Googled. But then it felt disingenuous because it's
but
like.
But maybe she told him about you?
No.
No. Okay.
So it was like, I mean, he was a very nice guy. And I get that he was being professional, but he, like, acted like he was a fan when I knew he wasn't a fan. He just Googled me.
Maybe you know he what was. I, maybe how do you know?
Was a fan. No, because he was like. What was it like to be X amount of weight at 15 years old and you got to...
Oh, like basic.
Yeah, body. Like... Yeah, the, but with that said, when I met Mark Wahlberg ages ago and he was like, how are the kids? You have three, right?
He was cute. He was good.
He was really good. Yeah. He was lovely. Hmm. And like he was so good. It was like so like... I took the time to care... But, like, it was bizarre. So
he said you had three kids?
I know. That's what I was talking about.
Oh,
we don't, but he has three, right?
Because we're going to get
Sorry. How many kids do we have?
Just two.
That's too many, by the way. Yeah. Anyway, so what is the conclusion then? Like, is it inconsiderate if you don't?
Well.
Or, like, do you own it? Because then I have looked pretty dumb as of late. Same with business. People are like. Yeah, I started this company, I started that company, and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I think in business, I think it's smart to just get, you don't have to spend hours, but just to get a general idea of who the person is that you're about to meet so that you don't step in it and you don't, like, you know, God, I hated that whatever TV show, and you find out, they, you know.
They produced it.
They produced it, created it, and made them.
Yeah, got it.
But I think with friends, I think I would rather not Google them first. And I didn't date in the world of doing that. So I don't know if I would in the dating world. But in the friend world, I don't think I would. I would stick to business.
I've looked pretty dumb on several occasions. And it was like... And it was like I got the look of like it's out there, and I just thought like I don't.
But then maybe
I've started now.
But the real friend would be the one who would say, you know, that's really cool that she didn't know that because that means she didn't go and Google.
Well,
me
now,
and try to
so now I've started
and...
right. So then I'm like, and then I'll say, like, wow, man, I Googled you. That's so impressive, like. I've started to say that, like, but I'll, like, add, you know, like.
So you admit it.
So it looks like, yes, this way I'm like, I really cared, so I checked you out, and, like, you seem cool, like, no matter who it is. Like, we met a kid to be a local salesperson for Lucky Jack in New York, and I was like, wow, like, your degree and blah, blah, blah is amazing, you know what I mean? Like, I checked it out, or, like, you know, I had dinner with an ex in New York, and I met her girlfriend, and I was seeing them again for dinner, right? So I like went and checked it out, and I was like, wow, that's really impressive. Like all this stuff, I just, you know what I mean? Like, so I've decided to do it. So it looks like I care, which I do care, but I feel like people think if you don't Google, you don't care. And then just own that I did it and make sure they know it's under the pretense of caring.
But I also think in the real world, there's nothing to Google.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to Google.
I'm with you. I mean, wouldn't you rather look like you care by, like, genuinely hearing
asking.
Something for the first
That's
time?
That's what I had thought, Jake, but I've been burned on it, like,
But I think
consistently.
Those people are weird.
Yeah, that's so
I don't
weird.
Know.
Like,
those are people you shouldn't hang out with.
Yeah, exactly. Whoever wants you to know about them, then, like, they just want to talk about themselves again. It's like...
I don't know.
I don't know. People like to like, share, and then if someone said, oh, I Googled you, and, like, you know, who knows what you could Google about me, but I'd sit there and be like, tight, so... What do we talk about now that you know everything you were going to ask me anyway? Or like whatever.
Really? Right. That's interesting. Okay. Because like Heidi knows, like I don't stalk. I don't snoop. I don't like, I just don't have the time. Like my attention span's not there for it. Mm. Like she can hear everything going on at the table next to us. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like I don't even know who's sitting next to us. Like I'm so oblivious.
Oh, Sarah, that's my favorite thing to do.
I hate it. Yep. Can't stand it. Don't care.
Sometimes Lori and I'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden we'll both just stop
and be like,
We're not even looking at each other, and you can tell we're listening to the same conversation.
That's so interesting. Like, I never do.
Or
it.
Like the couple that just sits there and doesn't talk.
Yes,
that too makes me so uncomfortable.
It's so weird.
Well, uncomfortable is one thing,
that's
though.
They googled each other. And they have nothing to
oh my
talk
god!
About.
Shut up. It's paying attention.
I would be weirded
attention.
Out though if someone was like, "Oh, I see you did like this." I would be like, "That's
what,
weird."
Yeah, Heidi. What if you met someone anywhere and they and like they're like, "Oh, you know, I loved that." That dress you wore in that picture
yeah,
at that
it would
step
be
and repeat.
Weirded out.
I mean, that's like, yeah, that would creep me out.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
But business, I totally get it.
All right. I mean, so I've just started like owning it now and doing
it
to, so that people think. But like, Heidi, no, like, seriously, have you ever once heard, seen me in the 10 years you've known me listen to a conversation at a restaurant? Once, ever. One time.
You don't care.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I don't. I'm too self-absorbed. I really don't give a shit. I'm like, I care what's going on at our table or my, like, what's going wrong in my life on my phone or, you know, what is my son destroying?
I think you have too much going on to notice anything outside of your bubble.
Really. I really, yeah. Mm. I don't. Yeah. It's true. Okay. So we decided don't Google?
I think Google professionally, but personally. But if you're going to date them, I would totally Google.
You'd stalk, but not admit.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, never admit.
Don't admit.
So, yeah, that's where I think.
Stalk it, don't
But then it's
own
awkward because you're like, I know your mom's name.
Whoa.
You gotta be careful what you reveal.
Yeah. You're like, it. How's.
Get the red flags out of
how's
the way.
How's Lindy, your mom? You're like, I didn't tell you my mom's name.
I did meet someone.
That
like,
hasn't happened yet.
I was hanging out with Susanna and one of her friends, and she was like, I stalked your farm page. And I was like, oh, who admits that? Like, really?
I think that's normal.
I guess.
I
mean,
stalking
it's just chickens and plants.
That's why I don't think, that's where I think it's kind of, like, I think that's normal. And I think it says I care.
Social
like,
media, yeah.
Just, yeah, it's public. It's a public page. Yeah. I see, to it me, is. I think that's sweet because it's like,
yeah.
I think it's saying to somebody, stalk, like, maybe don't use that word then. I think it's like, I cared enough to look into what you do.
Yeah.
Right.
And check it out. Like,
well, when you put it that
that's
way,
different.
Yeah,
that's
like I think it's
that's
different.
Not like Googled you and
because that's what and that's what I'm trying to be more like. Because you know that I'm so oblivious, and it's like, oh, you didn't know. Like I've had a whole, you know, I've done charity work on mental illness, and it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, but anybody about, like, who expects you to know that
that's like narcissistic behavior.
Really, yeah, that to me is a red flag.
I think.
I agree.
Hey, like, hey, you know, I saw you have a farm page. Like, tell me about that. I'm interested.
Right.
I saw you have a farm page, and I saw that you have 3 chickens, but now you have 2, and your peas look like they're doing decent, but I think they need a little more nitrogen. And like,
that would be a conversation we would have, Jake.
That's true. You're both psycho, freaking grandma. All right. I think that what that girl did is actually sweet. You don't agree?
Saying I stalked your farm page.
I think Jake's way of. Doing
I don't
it would
think
have been
it means
better,
stalk
but,
though. I think it means
no,
like
yeah.
I just checked
I
it
went
out.
To it and yeah. checked it out. Yeah,
yeah
and it's because I care and am interested.
Okay, so check out somebody's social media.
Yes, which if
but
it's
don't Google them.
I glanced at your Instagram.
No, because that's too cool for school. Glanced.
That's me. Too cool for school.
Now I think you guys are just getting into, like the words. Like someone saying stalk, they probably didn't mean it.
Right,
yeah.
It's stock.
Maybe they're being funny.
But it's like, and like, I've even like gone out of my way now to like go to someone's page, like an old picture. So it's like, oh, she checked it out. She looked. Because otherwise I feel like I look like totally self-absorbed and like not involved. And, you know, like I know
you don't want to like it from like way too deep.
That's why I've been doing it. So that I look like I like really, you know.
Stock.
Let I'm there for it. Like, I feel like otherwise I... All right.
You know what? The lessons...
2014.
The
like.
Lessons...
You think I've overcompensated? Okay.
The lessons will continue.
All right. Whatever. It's officially summer, and if you're like me, you probably want to spend more time outside. And one thing that makes it easier to do that is having Sunbasket's meal kits delivered right to your door. Sunbasket makes it really easy to cook fast and healthy because they do all the work for you. From pre-portioned servings to organic produce and clean ingredients, you can make an amazing meal in about 30 minutes, even if you're not a cook, which I am not. Whether you're a paleo, gluten-free, or vegan, or looking for a lean and clean Mediterranean option, Sunbasket has a bunch of different menu plans for you and 18 different recipes to choose from each week. Right now, there's a dairy, soy, and gluten-free super fast shrimp louie and pork chops with kimchi chimichurri and sweet potato hash. It's all so good. Go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off. sunbasket.com/Jillian. You know that feeling when you get into bed, cuddle up, sink into your sheets, and fall right asleep? No? Really? Well, you're gonna. If you do what I do and you get your sheets from Brooklinen, you will be obsessed with sleep. Well, more like your sheets. Brooklinen was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife team that wanted to make the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials that don't cost a fortune. And that's what I love about this company. I feel like I'm getting more than my money's worth for the best sheets I've ever slept on. You don't have to sacrifice looks for comfort because they have plenty of colors and patterns to choose from, so you get what works best for you. And now, brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. They even have a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, brooklinen.com, promo code Jillian. This is interesting. Cindy sent me this article on equine therapy. And which basically means that people have these kind of therapy sessions with horses. And it helps with all kinds of stuff, post-traumatic stress syndrome, eating disorders, depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism. Says people with all these kinds of conditions have benefited from equine therapy. They feed the horses, they groom the horses, they clean the horses. But I want... Oh, okay. Oh, my fucking God.
I'm sorry. I thought you would wait for me.
Okay, so Heidi, welcome back to the show.
Just had to be.
We are talking about equine therapy.
Okay.
But I actually don't think this is just specific, obviously, to horses. There's like comfort animals and all of all kinds. I think it's animals in general, not just horses, dogs. I've seen comfort ducks.
That's true.
Yeah, I saw one on a plane once.
I mean, I know that Lori's older brother,
Mac.
Mac is an avid horseman, and he feels it. It's everything for his mental state.
But more than it's just animals.
Like, well, he has a bunch of dogs and cats, and
yeah, like animals. That's what I'm saying.
But the horses added something, and I think it probably has to do with being on the horse and being part of, like, the horse's breath and the. I don't know.
These people aren't even necessarily riding, though.
Oh, they're just petting them?
They're like feeding them treats, grooming them, cleaning up after them, saddling them. It does say sometimes riding, but it says they learn patience, attention, compassion. But this is the same with any animal. Like, they say kids should grow up with animals, so they learn all those things.
Yeah.
Not ours, but nevertheless, like, ours are just the worst. I think, like, all the animals. Like,
there are too many animals.
You hedged your bets with that. You were like, let's just put every animal.
Yeah, they don't feel it. They ain't feeling it. They don't care at all. It's crazy.
You know, somebody just posted that.
What?
On JetBlue, it said the only, their new rules for, what is it called? Emotional
support
animals, dogs, cats, and miniature horses.
Yeah, I saw that.
In the cabin?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think they're just doing it for press.
I mean.
You couldn't possibly. They're doing it for press.
I mean, no, but this is what they send you when you're taking a flight. I haven't even read it.
They must be doing it for press, though.
I mean,
they're
I'd
really
rather have like a mini pig or something, but how are you gonna? I mean, you can't tell a mini horse
you can't
go to the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Or you have to actually go to a bathroom. Right?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I don't know how that would work.
You can't train them.
I think JetBlue is just really good at like, remember when I think one of those airlines beat the crap out of that doctor? And they dragged it. And then JetBlue was like, well, we beat the crap out of the competition, not you. Like, they're really good at that, I think.
So maybe it's a, let's see, if you are actually reading this. then
I think
you'll
it's
post
like they're
it,
hoping somebody will pick it up.
And they did.
And it'll go viral or, you know what I mean? Something like that.
So it's not just because mini horses
Let's
are the
try it.
Best
I don't,
therapy.
I don't think so. But, I mean, I've known a couple of mini horses and usually they're dicks. So, you know, like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Anyway. But I think it's the power of animals. I think it's that unconditional. Like, I've seen people with, like, you know, crazy, like, mental issues, but they're great with dogs or, you know, or like, yeah, I think it's the power of animals and like health related. It's staggering. Like I've written whole blogs about it. You can read it on JillianMichaels.com. Like the healing effects of animals lowers blood pressure, helps fight disease, boosts immunity.
Well, like with the farm, do you find there's one particular animal that either?
She's not an animal person.
I love the rabbits so much these days.
Would you never pet him?
No, I do. At nighttime, I put the dogs away in the laundry room because if I don't, that's another story. They've destroyed everything. But anyway.
Yeah.
How's Bailey? I miss her.
Do you want her?
Yes, I do.
Go on. Puppies. Anyway, they're puppies. Nora's the same way. She's a nightmare. That's why I never get puppies.
Like the couch
except
ripped apart the arm, the bottom, the brown leather vintage chairs,
puppies.
Ripped them apart.
Puppies, yeah.
Puppies. Nora's done the same thing. They chew everything.
I like walk them to death, play ball to death.
Dogs.
Doesn't matter.
You need a grown-ass dog. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, yeah, no, the rabbit I really like. And he will let you pet him until, like, you don't pet him anymore.
Aww.
Like, he'll just sit there and sit there and sit there.
And is it? Soothing.
He's the cutest. Yeah. I just talked to him. It's cute.
Jim.
Yeah, he's really Jim? Cute.
Jim. Mm-hmm.
His name's Jim.
I picked that guy from the shelter.
Yeah, because
I'm
you were petting him.
Yeah, Jim.
And his little nose. He doesn't like to be held, but he likes pets.
Oh, wow.
Jim.
Yeah, he's sweet.
Are there any weird, like, animal interactions that you would never have expected? Like, this animal loves that animal more than...
Stella's gotten quite bitchy these days.
She has her eye infections again, so I have to put her medicine on them.
I would think that like the chickens and the ducks really like Stella because she opens the door for them.
She does, and they eat her food.
The goose just keeps coming in and then circling and leaving and then coming in. It's a boy.
Wow.
And coming in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it hasn't laid an egg, and he's over a year old.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it's interesting that they packed up. Like, the ducks all hang out with the goose, and the goose protects the ducks and then, like, fends off the chickens so that the ducks can eat. And then the one chicken that was the same kind as the – we have two coops. So there are Orpingtons in one coop, and then there was one Orpington in the back coop, and that chicken has joined the other Orpingtons.
Ooh.
As if it knew.
Wow.
It's weird.
Yeah, totally.
Well, racists. Yeah, racist.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Racist chickens. Jeez.
Well, Duke and the cat used to love each other, which was a weird one.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Cuddled. It was so cute.
I saw a thing on social media of a bull that was rescued and, like, is, like, the best friend of the guy who rescued him and, like, licks him and is all nice. And, and there were goats jumping on the bull and the bull liked it.
Okay. Wow, that was riveting.
What was this segment about?
Get a pet.
Oh, pets.
Horse therapy.
Oh, yeah, Pet right.
therapy.
My high school boyfriend, his mom used to do horse therapy with, like, autistic kids and stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that when you were peeing.
Oh. Well, I've seen the effects, so validating you. Did you really?
Yeah, we did. Still talking. All right, you guys know I am a supplement freak, and I just found a subscription-based company called Ritual that makes a multivitamin specifically for women. I don't even have to think about it. They deliver it right to my door. It's only $30 a month. Ritual vitamins are vegan, sugar-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, and allergen-free. It's all on their website. Everything from why each ingredient is beneficial to where they're sourcing the ingredients from. And you know how some omega-3s taste fishy? Well, Ritual uses only omega-3s that taste good. Check it out. Each bottle is mint-scented with a peppermint oil-enriched tab. It's brilliant. 95% of women don't get the vitamins and minerals they need on a daily basis. Ritual created a smarter vitamin with the 9 essential ingredients women lack the most. Go to ritual.com/Jillian. Choose clean ingredients backed by science. Sign up now at ritual.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Hokey dokey, email folky. God, that was hokey. Oh, stop me, stop me.
Okay, stop. Yeah, stop. It's okay. That's good.
I didn't plan it. That's the sad part. That okay. just came out of me. Damn.
Oh, man. So, that's scary. Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, Kate in Calgary would like to know, and this is actually interesting for people who work at desks, is there any small exercise equipment to keep moving inconspicuously at her desk? She stands most of the time, but she'd like to move, too.
But why does it have to be inconspicuous? Why can't you just get, like, some bands and, like, do bicep curls and tricep extensions? And
because she would get made fun of.
Well, I think she does it. She doesn't want to, like, have a treadmill desk or a bike desk. But, I mean, I know there are those little pedals you can put under your desk.
Why can't you just get a pair of light hand weights and or some tubing or a band?
That's true.
Or you could go for a walk.
I mean, and standing is better and all that. But, like, yeah, that seems – but, like, I just don't understand why it has to be inconspicuous.
What about, like, the ball that you sit on? Does that help at all?
That doesn't do shit.
We had those in our office, and it was just so annoying.
I have a question. Is it effective if you were to just do some bicep curls at your desk?
I mean, look, it's better than nothing. Yeah. I mean, like, if you're standing and you're, like, you know, let's say you did 20 sets of things throughout the course of your day, it's better than nothing. Push-ups on your desk, tricep extensions, shoulder raises. You know what I mean? It's like shoulder presses.
I think if you're worried about inconspicuous, just get the rest of the office to do it with you.
Who cares what they think?
It's time to take a 10-minute movement break.
I would feel weird sitting at my desk.
They also have little pedals that you can put under your desk and just pedal, but
I feel like you'd hear it, but
and they're gonna see her like rocking back and forth. I think that's gonna be more embarrassing than bicep curls.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a big deal at all.
But you can get the thigh master, right?
No.
Okay, we have some PMS questions.
I'm ready.
This is good. This Brianna wants to know any way to manage awful PMS naturally.
Yeah, honestly, God, I feel bad. It's like we've had like almost 400 shows. So somewhere in that mix we've met. But these are the things that matter the most. Honestly, you want to exercise. You mitigate the drinking big time. And those two things make a massive difference. Wow. And then lower sodium, manage stress if you can't. Like, these things are harder to do, but, like, so drop off on the alcohol consumption, keep the sodium low, drink more water.
Mm. Is it because the alcohol is estrogenic?
Yes. And work out. It changes your biochemistry. Like, notice, watch. Like, it's crazy. It's like if I'm slacking on fitness, it's like I haven't been training as hard and I've been drinking a little more. I get cramps the first 2 days. Wow. I get night sweats the first 2 days. Like, if I'm working out consistently and I'm not drinking much, it's like I get my period. I'm like, oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that time of month. Like, it's, yeah. There's one doctor that suggested primrose oil and swore by it. Although, I mean, I don't take it, but it's harmless enough to try. But if you drink water, keep the sodium low, mitigate your booze, and work out, you will notice a night and day difference. Night and day.
Yeah, Shannon is another one about.
Oh, and keep the soy down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, Like, I always wonder, because Shannon's saying she's also now getting night sweats for days and hot flashes and depression, dizziness, and all that. But
is she in menopause?
No, she's 30. But what about things like I had heard stuff about Dong Quai for cramps and things, but it sounds like working out would really help with depression too.
Absolutely.
With any kind of.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, if you have depression or mental illness, don't self-medicate.
Right. And this
which
is just
everyone does.
Around PMS. Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
does. Like, true. B, don't, you know, clean eating and exercise. It's all same thing. It's the same. Like, what's sad is that people who struggle with issues, whether it's ADD or anxiety or depression, they self-medicate. And I'm like, you know, that makes it worse, right? Like, oh, I smoke weed for this. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
It's also, it hasn't been researched. Like the side effects between now you're self-medicating and maybe taking other things.
No, it's like eat clean, work out, avoid chemicals. I promise you, hang out with positive people, although not for PMS, but depression, right? Don't hang out with people who are a mess. Don't hang out with people we had a whole segment on gardening and you killed it.
That was like the gist of it. It increases serotonin levels, but they don't know if it was basically because of the organisms in the soil or just that you're getting vitamin D.
So if your PMS is really bad, you should
garden for sure.
We had a whole segment for you to do on this.
But that's it. I just did it in 20 seconds. Not worth a segment. I couldn't talk for 6 minutes about it. So I just inserted it here.
These are my favorite moments.
Stop looking at me like that.
Okay, Cindy.
This is why I love when Heidi's on.
Great. Okay, do you have another question?
I do. Brianna would like to know what you think of carb cycling.
Unnecessary. Why?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, you like carb load and then carb deplete and it's supposed to burn fat. It's just unnecessary. No. Mm-hmm. And like at the end of the day, why are you doing this again? I want to lose weight. What are you talking? Like, I don't understand. Your cells are made up of macromolecules, proteins, fats, carbohydrates. Like, what are you doing? Feed your body. Heidi?
Oh my God, I'm just...
Heidi?
I can't do anything today.
Just saying.
Putting the cap on a water.
No.
Bishop and I are under attack.
Leave your cap off the water.
But then I might spill it and look at all of the technology. No, I heard it. I could totally hear it. But I couldn't take it back.
Do you think I'm BMSing?
Yes.
I
100%. I'm driving crazy.
Somebody needs to work out more. She needs a garden.
I was in New York last week for work. And let me tell you, I drank like it was crazy.
That's what happens there.
You eat and drink.
Until like 4 in the morning.
It's just like you eat and drink. I wasn't even drunk. I'm like, why am I doing this? Like I had like in one day I had 5 drinks. It like started with a mimosa in the morning.
You're gonna have a bad period then, yeah.
And then like, what a douche. And then
you just talked about it.
And then something else happened. Oh, I had a rosé. Then 4 hours later, I had a banana rum drink. And then
what?
Because it was just various. Of course, this was on Fire Island. Like one was in a gay pool party. Another one was a gay house party. Another one was like at everywhere. And then red wine at dinner. And then by the time but it was throughout the day. And I was like, I'm not even drunk. And I just like drank like 600 calories today. And I don't even drink. So weird. Anyway,
you did a very good imitation of it. Apparently, though.
Yeah, I sure did.
Alyssa would like to know your opinion on running intermittently with a weighted vest to train for her first marathon.
Oy. Oof.
Maybe occasionally adding 10 to 20 pounds on her shorter 3 to 5 mile hills.
I think that's a hiking with it, maybe. Running with it, I think it's a very bad idea. Okay. I just think it's a lot of additional weight to add to a small frame. And I mean, I just think that the risk is so tremendous with it compressing the spine in a and you're like, you're putting a lot of impact, whereas impact can be good, but you got to take a tremendous amount of recovery, right? So impact is going to is going to build bone density, but the reason it's doing it is because it's creating little breaks in your bone.
Right.
And then the body's sending bone cells to fill it in and make the bones more dense. If you're marathon training, you're not getting enough recovery as it is.
Right.
It's way too much stress. Like, you're marathon training and then you're adding that to the mix, you are cruising for some serious, like, stress fractures or major overuse injuries. Like, it's just a terrible idea. I would say if you're hiking and a couple times a week you want to throw it on to up the intensity, sure. And you don't have that, like, the added 10 to 20 pounds of impact on your spine, your hips, your knees, your ankles. Like, I'd say no. Absolutely not. No. No way.
I think that that is wise.
Especially as a woman.
I think she got the point.
Oh, okay. Good.